Father, once again, I yield to you. You have your way and your will in this place today and in me. We want you exalted, Lord. We want you to be seen and not man. Change our hearts, direct us, correct us today, and we have to give you praise and honor and glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to start this morning. First of all, the message title is, Be Renewed in Your Mind. Now, as I said, what I'm going to bring this morning is based on the things we've been talking about, but it's a little different perspective. It's also based on some messages that Stan gave, some things that he said in those messages. And as I was listening to them, as I was working over the last few nights, they arrested me. They got a hold of me, and I don't know why I missed them the first time. Must have been God's plan, not for me to miss them, but for them to be really made vivid to me at this point. And I trust they'll be vivid to you and that they'll bring a change in your life. That's what I want. I want us to be in His image and likeness. How about you? Amen. Don't you want to be in His image and likeness? Well, I want to walk in the authority and the power that God's given me. And in order to do that, I got to think like Him and I got to think according to the Word. Amen. We all do, right? Praise the Lord. Romans 12:2. This is, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, if you translate that to original language, it says, don't be patterned after this present age or world, but be metamorphosized, changed by the renewing of your mind. The Word also talks about the washing of the water, the Word that cleanses and renews our mind also. Amen? So, nothing in life should ever be based on what we see or what we feel, only on God's Word. We get goofy sometimes when battles come or attacks come or occur in our lives. One of the things we have a tendency to do is internalize the attack or the problem. And your problems or the problems or the attacks that come are either validated or negated by your perspective or by what or who you put your trust in or who you trust. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law, let's just turn there for a minute. We're going to read verse 6 too, but verse 8 is the main verse here. Joshua 1:8. Starting verse 6. It says, be strong. Be strong. That sounds like a command to me. And of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. He repeated it. There's a special emphasis on this. That you may observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded you to do, commanded you, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Now here is the key that tells you about the prosperity and how you walk in it, and how you have success in God and in everything you do. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Okay? The key point here is you shall meditate in it day and night, and then the important part is you shall observe, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. In other words, there's some action and some requirement or demand on you. And then it'll make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen? What is the Word? The Word is a person. Amen, Harry. That's exactly right. The Word is a person. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay? The Word is a person. It's living. Amen? We know that. As battles or problems come, we need to stop internalizing or taking it personally. In other words, what did we do? How did this happen? Where did I mess up? God, you know, am I such a bad person? You all know what I'm talking about. You all do know what I'm talking about. I know you do. We need to stop internalizing it and taking it personally. We need to understand once and for all that the attack is not against us. It's against God and God's Word and God's plan that's revealed in His Word.
That's right.
It's not against you. Now, the devil is our enemy just like he's enemy of God, but he's first of all God's enemy. He's our enemy because we are His, called by His name. Amen? The battle is against the Word or God. So how do we overcome? The Scripture tells us very clearly in Revelation 12:11 that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives even unto death. Amen? As you meditate in the Word, which is a person, it's basically fellowship with the Word, amen, with that person, Jesus, the living Word, you begin to understand and you can begin to see that the attack is against God. It's the Word that wins the battle. Again, who is the Word? We need to keep reminding ourselves of that. Can I tell you that the enemy has not changed? How many know a leopard doesn't change his spots? The enemy doesn't change. He's still today trying to exalt his throne above the throne of God. He's still trying to exalt his kingdom. And he wants to do everything that he possibly can to thwart the plan of God. And that's why the attacks come. But the attacks come against the Word. Now, what am I talking about? When a problem or an attack comes in your life, the first thing that happens is you get pulled away from the Word. Maybe only for a moment, but you still get pulled away. And what you do is you go in and you start worrying about the problem, or you look at the problem and you dissect it, or you have discussions about it. We need to not do that. Okay? Sometimes we question in a battle if we have sinned. And that's why a battle comes. The Ten Commandments. Now listen carefully. This is why you got to listen with your spiritual ears. Listen to me. This is one of the things I've struggled with my entire Christian life. And I'm here to tell you the Ten Commandments do not tell you what sin is. God does. When He speaks to you and tells you something displeases Him, not a man. God tells you it displeases Him. Not a man saying, well, that's sin. No, honey, when God tells you what you're doing is wrong to Him and you don't change, then it's sin. It's not based on what God's dealing with me about. His plans and His thoughts don't change. His laws don't change. But when He speaks to you and tells you smoking is wrong, then smoking's wrong. When He tells you drinking is wrong, then drinking is wrong. Amen? It's when God tells you. Okay? And if you proceed to continue, then it's disobedience, which is sin. When does disobedience occur? Anytime you violate God's Word. He speaks to you, or the truth He reveals to you. You know, He speaks to you, or He reveals truth to you. Listen, battles are not won by discussions. How many know that? That's why we're given weapons of warfare that are not carnal. They're not physical. They're spiritual, and they are mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds. Amen? Battles are not won by discussions, but by speaking the Word through your faith. It's by the sword of the Spirit you cut off the head of the problems or attacks that have come against you or God, that they're coming against God in your life. And with the Word, it's by and with the Word and your faith. When you get down and discouraged, it's because you listen to another word that is against the Word, whether it comes from your own mind or from without. Okay? When I say from your own mind, that's the thoughts that are planted. Enemy, right? The enemy comes and he plants just thoughts, just whispers little things in your ears. So we need to understand when we get down and discouraged, it's because we listen to another word or we entertain another word that is against the Word, what the Word has spoken or said. John 10, 3 through 5, you can either turn there or you can just follow along. It says, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, but will flee from him. They won't follow a stranger. They will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Okay? What does the stranger's voice sound like? Anything spoken that comes outside of the realm of the final thing that God told us in Jeremiah 29:11. Anything that looks like it's coming adversely or is against or does not line up with Jeremiah 29:11 is another voice. And you need to leave that voice alone. You need to get behind me, Satan. You need to tell it. Don't entertain it. I'm going to say it again. The stranger is any voice that does not point to Jeremiah 29:11 or violates the voice of the Word. Everything in your life, every moment of every day, must be filtered through, and we've talked about this, Jeremiah 29:11. God's thoughts and His plans for you. And what are those thoughts? Good. Good. To give you a hope and a future. So any attack that comes that violates that, it's not an attack against you. It's an attack against the Word to try to keep you from walking in the victory that God has already given you by His Son dying on the cross, becoming sin, and then destroying it in its own residence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Attacks and battles that come are never against you. They're against God and His plans. I'm going to keep saying this over and over again today. They're against God and His plans and His Word to and for you. If you think on the Word, it gets bigger. But if you think on the problem or the attack, it gets bigger. How many know what I'm talking about? Powerful stuff. I'm telling you. Woohoo! I might just get turned on this morning. I'm telling you. We'll just see. All threats are against God and not us. These attacks are not personal, but are designed to stop the plan and design of God in your life. His or the thoughts and the thoughts He thinks towards you. His thoughts and plans are the thoughts He thinks towards you. That's what those are designed to stop, those attacks and problems. The battles are always over and against God's Word, God's or the Word. Your confidence should always and only be in the Word and not in your ability. Do I need to say that again? Your confidence should always and only be in the Word and not in your ability. Amen? When the enemy attacks, he attacks God, not you. He's not after you. He's after God, and he's trying to steal the Word. When he comes to steal and kill and destroy, he's coming to steal the Word out of your heart. We know this by the parable of the sower. It's just one example. Satan hasn't changed, folks. He's just the same as he was when he was kicked out of heaven. He's still working at exalting his throne above the throne of God. But he's defeated. He's a liar. Amen? Hallelujah. We get into trouble only when God's Word is replaced with another word, another voice. Amen? That's when we get into trouble. In Joseph's life, he said, "Nothing bad can happen to me." I mean, that was his thoughts. He went out and he did what he was supposed to. If God's plans and thoughts are for good, or are good for you, then your future is sure. Well, you need to get that down. I need to get that down. If God's thoughts and plans for you are for good and not for evil, and to give you a hope and a future, then your future is sealed and it's sure. What do I mean? I mean, if God said just the way he said when he got in the boat, "We're going over to the other side. I don't care what the storm, what it looks like, what problem, what attack comes. You're going over because that's his plans and his thoughts." We've talked a lot about, and you've all acknowledged, that God never fails. It's impossible for him to fail. Then his thoughts and plans in your life can only fail when you listen to another word and don't stay steadfast on what he said and filter it through Jeremiah 29:11. Glory to God. No matter what happens or comes, your future is sure. Where we go wrong is when we refuse, when we refuse to take Jeremiah 29:11 as the final statement in and for our lives. There is no other statement. All other thoughts and statements must be filtered through Jeremiah 29:11. God's final statement. It should be your final statement. You should come to the place of maturity that you're never taken by surprise or thrown off guard, no matter what comes in your life. God isn't. Final statement. If God has thoughts for you that are good, what's going to be the final outcome in your life?
Good.
Good.
Amen. Do you believe that? Everything in between is not open or subject to our judgment. Did you hear me? Everything in between, that those statements, or everything that comes, is not subject to our judgment, or we're lacking in faith. Oh, we don't like that. I don't like that. But it's a statement of truth. Because of God turning everything to good according to His Word, no matter what comes or happens, it is turned to good, and His thoughts and plans have not changed for you or me. Sometimes we go through things for the benefit of others. That's another thing we need to understand. Sometimes those attacks come so that you can be a minister of life to somebody else. It's when you come in line with His Word and you understand His Word 29:11 and the other things that He says by the Holy Spirit to bring come back to your remembrance, that you can minister to other people because you've gone through it. And you can tell them He has plans for to give you a hope and a future. And that's the final statement. One of the biggest things we face is the fact, you know, we made a statement here a while back that, you know, and we're never bothered by the outcome a lot of times. We're bothered by the timing. We know what the outcome is going to be, but we're bothered by the timing. That's what gets us. God's timing. Well, here I want to make a statement to you, is we're always afraid when the attack or the problem comes, this is going to be the time that I'm going to fail or he's going to fail. How many know what I'm talking about? How many know what I'm talking about? That's the very thought the enemy plants in our minds. This is going to be the time that God won't come through. Is that possible? Are you convinced? Praise the Lord. Then we could go home right now. The key thought in all this is what we go through. We're not destroyed or stopped. Now think about it. Some of the situations in your own life, Harry. Karen, in your life. In Stan's life. Run over by a tractor. Going through an explosion. Well, honey, from all intents and purposes and from the view and from where you're standing looking on, it looks like this is it. This is the final chapter. But y'all are still here. Why? Because He knows and He has thoughts and plans for you that are for good and to give you a hope and a future. What future is there? It's an explosion. You get burned up and then die from the burns. Well, there's no future in that. That negates the Word of God. He's a liar. We all know that's not true. I'm telling you guys, you better hang on to your seats because I don't know how you can sit there. No attack has ever come or will come in your life that was mounted against you. It only came against the Word of God, or came to go against the Word of God. And again, I remind you, Satan's still saying today, I will exalt my throne above the throne of God. When your child goes through something, you hurt for him probably more than he's hurting. God's the same way. He's your heavenly Father. God's the same way towards His kids. Amen? Glory to God. Short message, but packed with dynamite. Praise the Lord. If we love God and we respect Him, when these things come or when the whispers come, we'll understand He's come to stop the plan of God. And we'll defend Him by speaking His Word in agreement against the plan, the enemy's plans. And God's Word is our Word. That's where our victory comes from. Amen? The things you've been through was not an attempt to kill you. It was an attempt, or about you, it was an attempt to kill the plan of God and to kill the will and Word of God in your life. Do you understand? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Final scripture. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain. Now listen carefully. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, or sitting, sedentary, firm, or immovable. The word unmovable means not to be moved from its place or unmoved. Metaphorically, it means firmly persistent. That's what unmovable means. Always means at all times or ever. Abounding means overflow or overflowing in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. If a plan or attack was able to take you out of the picture as a Christian, then doesn't it strike you as the fact that that means God would have lied about Jeremiah 29:11? Or that he's not powerful enough to take care of us? Now that goes against everything within me. It goes against the grain. I'm telling you, it's not possible. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. You cannot accomplish God's thoughts and plans for you and minister to others if at the first sign of an attack, you're taken out of the picture. Imagine that. Go figure. So that means that no matter what comes, once again, we are victors. Amen?
That's right.
So when we finally come to the place where we make up our mind that when the attack comes or the problem comes, it's not designed to take us out of the picture. It's designed to steal the word, which will eventually, or the plan of God, which will eventually take us out of the picture if we keep entertaining it. So when we stand on a promise or the word of God and on Jeremiah 29:11 and filter every nitty-gritty detail of our life through that is when we can walk in victory, and then we can minister life to other people. It's when we can understand that even though afflictions come, which the Bible says there'll be many, but God delivers us out of them all. Why? Because His Word cannot fail. If His Word could fail, then Jesus would have died. Did you catch that? If His Word can fail, if Jesus is the Word from the beginning through now, and He could fail, Jesus would have died. There would have been no redemption. Are you with me? I have new understanding and new insight. And I'm telling you, most people in this day and age, and you know, I'm not a violent person, but I'm coming to the place where, devil, you don't want to cross me because I'm going to aggressively pursue you, and I'm going to defend God. I'm going to defend His Word. And I'm not listening to these voices anymore. And I'm not looking at what I see or what I hear. I'm looking only at the Word. Only at the Word. As long as I'm tight in the Word, tight with the Word, fellowshipping with the Word, two fellows in the same ship, then bring it on. I don't care if the water tears the boat to pieces. We're going to the other side. Amen? The Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word is what cuts off the head of your problems. We need to stop listening to other voices. Voices like, there's not enough money in your bank account. Voices like, we need to operate right away. You got cancer. Now, that really sounds like your bright future, doesn't it? Come on now. Are you with me? This is a new day in my life. I pray it's a new day in your life. That's my desire this morning for you. It's a new day in your life. And you're going to look at things differently than you've ever looked at them before. Maybe we've touched and had some victories in some areas. But today, we should have a new perspective about who we are and what we are. And understand that it's not personal against us. The enemy, the only way the enemy can win and kill the Word or go against God's plan is if he silences us. And that means by us getting focused on something other than God's plans and future for us and His thoughts toward us. Right? Are we on the same page? Praise the Lord. I am excited. And with a new vim and a new vigor and a new tenacity, I'm saying, bring it on, devil. Bring it on. Praise the Lord. I'm not listening to the voices of strangers anymore. Those things that exalt themselves, those thoughts that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Right now with this, I got enough to take those thoughts captive and totally destroy them. Amen? The Bible tells us with all our, whether we're to get wisdom, and with all our wisdom, get understanding. With all our getting, get understanding. And I'm telling you, I got a new understanding this morning. How about you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue on and sing the last two songs and take care of business. But before we do that, if there's anything we need to pray about, let's do that. Yes, sir.
We just found out that my son Barry got shingles.
Okay.
And they found it on the back of his neck, his shoulders. And we'd already prayed, but had to get a few more prayers going.
Well, we add our faith to your faith, and corporately we agree in the word. It's not from God. That's a plan or attack. So we're not going to listen to the other voice, are we? We're not going to listen to the other voice. We're going to take the word and we're going to cut the head off that thing, right? You got a picture of that? Y'all have been fishing. You shouldn't be weirded out or go, ooh, when you're able to cut the head off a fish. So you ought to be able to cut the head off the enemy real quick. Because let me tell you something. He's not out for your good. He's out for your destruction. But he's out to do it by killing the word, and he's out really to try to exalt his throne against the throne of God. And the only way he can do that is if we give in, right? And if we think anything else or look at things other than through Jeremiah 29:11, right? So, Father, right now, we agree. We send the word, Barry, be whole in the name of the Lord. Be healed. It's been paid for. It's yours. We'll not listen to any other voice. We'll not receive any other voice. The outcome is sure. God's thoughts for you are for good and not for evil. They're thoughts to prosper and not to harm you, and to give you a hope and a future. So this malady that's come is to thwart the word of God, to come against God, to prove him wrong. Not possible. Not possible. So we thank you, Lord, that he's free, free, free indeed right now. In Jesus' name. And we give you praise and honor and glory right now, in advance. It's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Good word.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's worship him this morning. Let's give him praise and honor. Let's exalt him with thanksgiving. Just put our focus on him. Amen? He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Understanding and insight. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God, hallelujah.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say, you are all. mighty God. As I come into your presence, past the gates of grace, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father.
Daddy God,
you are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you my life I raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. Worthy. Mighty God.
To worship you.
Thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself, Lord, for revealing truth, for giving understanding and wisdom, insight into you, into your word, for revealing how you feel about us and who we are in you, Lord. We're your children, Lord. We're heirs and joint heirs. We're those that have been grafted into that vine, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you didn't bring us this far to leave us. You didn't bring us this far to let us down, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your word, your promises are sure and steadfast, unchangeable. Now, Lord, we thank you that your word is sealed in our hearts, that we day by day are becoming immovable, steadfast, and always abounding in your work, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for revealing it to us today, your thoughts, your plans, and the authority you've given to us, Lord. We want to walk in that so that we can minister to others, Lord. But more than that, so we can be pleasing to you, Lord, in all we say and do. You are our life. You are our victory. Hallelujah. 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 By your word, we choose right now to cut off the heads of all those attacks and those problems that try to come. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We're victors, not victims. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You be exalted this morning. Hallelujah. You're awesome in this place, Lord. In this place right here, Lord, you're awesome. The temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. You're awesome, Lord. We magnify you. We give you praise. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that every need that's represented in this place today the ones we have already brought before you, Lord, come in agreement with, and those that are not spoken, Lord. Those things that are already in the works and those things that are the plans and attacks of the enemy are taken care of once and for all. We stand in your word. We thank you that it's done and that your thoughts for us are for good and not for evil. And we repent for not putting to flight the stranger when he comes, the words that he speaks that are against your word and your plans and your thoughts. We thank you for victory. We're healed this morning. We're delivered. And we walk in authority. And we trample under feet, according to your word, all the attacks and plans of the enemy. They cannot prevail. In Jesus' name. Bless your people, Lord. Bless our time of fellowship, Lord. And right now, Lord, as we take up your tithes and our offerings, we give them to you, Lord. We thank you for your blessings, for prospering us, Lord, so that we can give back to you a portion, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, we have a promise for increase so that we can increase giving to the kingdom to bring about your will and purpose in this world. In Jesus' name, bless the gift and the giver. Amen.